This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Welcome to our It Man for the final 2019 movie review. We have made it to the final It Man movie, my friend.
Thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness. I mean, again, nothing wrong with the franchise. We're going to break down the rankings. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode, how we're going to do that. It's going to be pretty fun. We're going to be doing it live, but we'll talk about that. But again, before we get right into the episode, you know what to do. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button. If you enjoyed this video, hit those notification bells so every time we go live Monday, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, or if you want to check out our movie podcast episodes, our Thursdays, Saturdays, and then, of course, Fridays, our 4K disc review. And, of course, this Friday is going to be It Man 4 in 4K. We reviewed so far 1 through 3. We're going to finish it off with the fourth one, the final from 2019. But before we get anything started, me and Nate are going to give you guys our criterias that we based our reviews on. And they are...
Yes.
Lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, total points. And there you have it, guys. And that's how we based our scores. If you guys want to, leave a comment down below with your scores. We want to know your scores. So far, we got Stephanie from I'll Buy the Popcorn on YouTube. She gave us her score. 11 out of 25 on Lucy. Our last episode, we covered Lucy.
Oh, she did a score along with us.
Yes, she did. And I was very surprised. Yeah. She went under us. We both went 12 across the board. Which
she
I was
liked
like,
it wow. less.
She liked it less. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Check out her comment on it. It was pretty funny. But you know what? I'll put her comment right on the screen next to us while we're talking about it. Because it's actually pretty funny when you read her comment on Lucy. But yes, before we get anything started, let's go off with our box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, and then right into our review. So let's get right into this. You ready, Nate?
I have no idea how this would have done. I don't remember this playing in any theaters around here.
Yeah.
Maybe it did, but I sure don't remember. So I'm interested.
All right, so here we go. Box office numbers for It Man 4, the final from 2019. Domestic, $3,956,031.
Where did this play? Like,
I don't know, man.
Like, you know what? It was like one of those Fathom event things.
Okay, it could be.
I don't think it had a release, like any sort of wide release. It either played in New York and LA, or it might have been a Fathom event where they did a couple of shows.
Right.
That's 3 million sounds about being one of those events, and maybe it was a couple days.
But it's not. I mean, it's not that bad if it is those events.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely know? Not. It's playing on a few hundred screens, probably.
Yeah,
maybe a couple thousand, but. You're talking one showing, maybe two showings a week. So
right.
$3 million's okay.
Yeah, so here we go. International, $172,389,935. Yeah.
It did well.
It did really well
overseas. Yeah.
Yes, it did.
They all do good overseas. That's one thing.
All right, but here we go. For a worldwide total of $176,345,966 on a budget of $52 million. This is what I call, my friend, a successful franchise, 1 through 4.
3 times its budget, this one.
Yeah.
Shout out to America for contributing like 1% of that of that total. But hey, I bet you we bought a bunch of the Blu-rays in 4K. So, you know, I'm sure it made its money here after the fact. But that's 3 times your budget. That's good. If you want to just go right into the Rotten Tomato scores, this one, so far, every single one has had really good Rotten Tomato scores. All of them. This one has very high as well. 87% is the critic score, and 95% is the audience score.
Wow. So,
apparently, every single person who watched this liked it, or 95% of them. Now, you're about to find out in about 45 seconds whether we fall into that 5%. Or that 95%. So, no spoilers, but you're going to find out. So, yeah, this was a first time watch for me, a first time watch for you.
Yeah.
So neither of us had seen this one. Nope. So yeah, let's get right to it.
Yeah, all right. So you guys got our box office numbers. You guys got our criterias. You guys got our destinations and where to hit those buttons if you guys enjoy this video. But let's get right into the actual review with our first category, lead character, It Man himself. Go ahead, Nate.
Okay, so this movie, this is once again Donnie Yen. He played him every single time. Consistent, no recasting. That's great. I really liked the last movie. If you guys remember, I gave it a 20 out of 25. I gave him a 4 in the lead. I really liked him. And this one is the first time he kind of looked older.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, you know, he had some white hairs in there. He looked a little, his face looked a little older. And I'll tell you what, the 4K, we're going to do a video on the 4K, but the 4K did not do him any favors. You could see his makeup pretty good. Like it was like very clear. But either way, I didn't like him as much in this one. You know what? I didn't like him as much as the last one. I thought he was better in 4. I liked the dynamic with him and his wife. And this one, they tried to do something similar with his son. But like his characterization in this was, he was kind of, he looked bored. Honestly, Donnie Yen to me in this one felt like he didn't want to do any more of these movies. Like he was like, okay, I've done 4 and yeah, I'm ready to do something else. That's my opinion. Maybe he loved it. I didn't feel it, so I'm going to give him a 3. He's still not bad, and he's good. He's good in the action. So, you know, I can't fault him too hard. But acting-wise, I think the fourth movie was his best performance, or the third movie was his best performance. And this was a step down for me, so I got to give it a 3.
Yeah, and look, in terms of Donnie Yang, I hope I said it right? Donnie Yang?
Donnie Yen.
Finally, yep. I said it on the 4 freaking movie. Just calling him Daniel and Danny. And,
Daniel Yang.
Donald. not calling him Donald. But
Donald
anyway,
Yang.
Yeah. It Man himself. I'll give him, like, to be honest with you, I liked him in this one. I preferred him in 2 and 3 because he was more like that character. You know, they were starting to write him more into his prime of his kung fu and storyline. This one was like you said, he was older. He was, I mean, this is going to be spoiler, but he's dying from cancer. You know, so he's like he's portraying himself like slow, and you can see that his kung fu is slow. So, and this is the final one. So they're going to give you like the Rocky Balboa ending. You know what I mean? Like he's just slow. Yeah. So I enjoyed it. In terms of his performance, I do agree with you. I felt like there was something wrong with it because he didn't get the oomph when he was fighting. You got a little bit at the end. I'm not going to lie. The fight at the end, we'll talk about the action scene, but that fight at the end, you kind of saw his eyes sparkle for some reason. But other than that, it was kind of the storyline. But look, in terms of the main character, It Man himself, I gave him a 4. This is the second 4, I believe I gave it throughout the whole franchise. I gave him 2 fives
and 2 fours.
Yeah. So I dropped the point. I just felt like there was something with that character. I couldn't pinpoint. And you said stuff too that I'm like, now I thought I was the only one going crazy. So yeah, there was something with the character that was off. And by means, there's nothing wrong with the character. I just, there was something from going from 1 through 3 into this one. There was just something off about him.
He just seemed done, you know, like he just seemed like, I don't want to do any more of these movies. Yeah. I'm glad this is it. You can always kind of tell when an actor feels that way because it just, and he's always been a soft, you know, throughout the movies, he's kind of soft spoken and whatever, but he was just really like morose in this movie. He was very like, bored. I don't know. He looked bored to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, all right. So let's get right into main villain, which is Scott Adkins, right? I hope I said his name right.
Yeah. Scott Adkins.
Yes. He's the main villain, the sergeant of the military, I guess the United States military, right? Because they were putting the United
Marines?
States. Marines, I'm sorry. It was like the Marines fighting style versus the kung fu fight, martial arts, I got to say, because it's not kung fu, it's martial arts. And they didn't like that.
Yeah, they did karate.
Yeah.
Well, that guy who was under him did karate. I know that. And he seemed okay with the karate, but he did not want to introduce Chinese martial arts because karate is, of course, Japanese martial arts. I don't know. I'll get into it when it's my turn. But yes, they used more karate in the military, I guess, than they did
anything else. So in terms of Scott Adkins, I liked him. I thought he was really good. Over-the-top sergeant. I mean, whoa, it was very old. It was like mad Street Fighter style of sergeant, bro. He was like very Guile from Street Fighter. I was like, geez, Luis. But it was very over-the-top. I enjoyed him as a character. Was he a villain? I can't say. He's a very patriotic character. So you can't say those type of characters are villains because he's not like a villain. He's just a, he's like a patriot. Like he's a true patriot. Like he does not want another foreign style like messing with his United States. Like
yeah, he's kind of racist.
Very, yes, he was very racist. That's what it was. He did not want their style to come and mess up with the United States style of fighting. So he was very racist with that. And I got to say, look, I gave him a 4. I was not going to give him a 5. I gave him a 4. I thought he was really good. He was way better than Twister.
Who isn't?
Yeah, who isn't? But he was way better than the general from part one. So I gave him a 4 on that.
All right. So I was torn on this one because I actually like Scott Adkins a lot. I think he's good in bad movies. That's kind of his thing. Like he does a lot of straight to video movies. He was in, so there's a movie called Undisputed with Wesley Snipes and Ving Rhames, the boxing movie. And they ended up making like 5 sequels, like Undisputed 3, Undisputed 4. He's in all of them. He plays a character named Boyka. He's like a Russian fighter in jail.
Yeah.
And he's always good. And of course, he played the mute Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine. He's a good martial artist. So points off the bat because he can actually fight. And the fight scenes, he's great. He's big. He's strong. You know, he's physically imposing, but quick as a cat, you know, very good in the fight scenes. My problem is with not him per se, but I didn't like this character. He was way too over the top. You hit the nail on the head with that statement. He is over the top. He is a cartoon character. I'm not a huge fan of cartoon villains unless the movie is a cartoon like movie. And this is played for serious. You know, the movies, these movies are not cartoony.
No.
They're like supposed to be serious and true to life. And this guy, that's why I hated Twister, because this guy was out of a freaking Looney Tunes cartoon. Same thing with this guy. He's not as bad as Twister, but also I could not take him seriously. He was super racist for no reason because he still did karate, which is still not American. It's still Japanese. He had a problem with the Chinese, but not the Japanese. And he had a problem with that black guy. And I don't know. I gave him a 2. And for me, the 2 points is because of his physicality was good. But the character, I couldn't get into this villain. I didn't like him. So I like Scott Adkins. He's a gem. He really is. I really enjoy him. He's always kind of a little over the top, but sometimes it works. I don't know if you ever seen the movie The Legend of Hercules with Kellan Lutz. And
no.
All right. Listen, it is a terrible movie, but I absolutely love it. And Scott Adkins plays like the king or whatever. He's so ridiculous, but awesome. So
okay.
I don't know. If you like Scott Adkins, he's not for everybody. I do like him, but I didn't like this character. So I'm just scoring the character, not the actor. But yeah, 2 for me.
All right. Let's get to action scenes.
Action. All right. So you know what? We're halfway through this review, or we're getting to the halfway point. And I'll be honest, I don't really like this movie. I mean, spoiler alert, this one did not do it for me too much. The action, I gave a 3. There's not a lot compared to the other ones. There's like a lot less action in this movie, you know. Ip Man fights the military guy at the end. He fights Scott Adkins. The fight is good. So that's good points for that. And he fights that karate master guy at that Chinese festival or whatever that is. And that was pretty good too. I did, you know, I like the clashing styles. Anytime there's clashing styles, I'm into it. And then he fights a bunch of like high school kids. They're like pulling on their ear and like squeezing their nose and stuff. It was silly. And other than that, there's not a lot of other, like, there's not a lot of action in this movie. There's a whole lot of talking. There's a whole lot of walking around and talking and making phone calls. And so I've got to score it. You know, the last one I gave a 4, and that one had way more action and it was awesome. So I had to give this one a 3. Like I felt like everything was a step down from the last one in my opinion. So since I gave it a 4, this time a 3. I was a little bit disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. There was something wrong with the fight. And again, I understand he's coming to San Francisco. Okay, he's older. So it's not like he's trying to pick fights like before. I mean, before he wasn't even picking fights. He was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
He just accept them all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, he just accepted because he could just, you know, beat ass along all over the place. But now he doesn't want to. I mean, he could fight them. I mean, you saw it when he fought the older guy. He went toe to toe. I mean, even with cancer, he went toe-to-toe with the dude. So, with that said, I totally agree with you. The fight at the end was so far-fetched. I mean, I was just like, something wrong with this fight? Because I always get amped. Like, I'm not even, everyone knows, like, out of the three movies, in terms of action, I think 1 through 3 had the best actions. Like, you get amped. When once they start to fight, and he gets to do his the Wing Chun, and you're getting, this is awesome. Even in the, you know, in part 3, when he's in the elevator with his wife, he's fighting the dude from Street Fighter. I look like a guy from Street Fighter. Doing the Muay Thai. And then all of a sudden, he fights the guy at the end with the Wing Chun versus Wing Chun. You're like, yeah, this is awesome. And then part 2, he fights Mr. Twister. He fights all the people in the fish market. He's doing all this crazy thing. And then in part 1, he beats the crap out of the general. He beats the 10 guys to get rice for the dead guy and gives it like each movie elevated the action, whether it's right or wrong. Whether we give it a 5 or a 4 or a 3, the action elevated. It started to go up. You go, holy crap. Like, well, what more can this guy do? They dropped it back. The older he got, it looked like they just dosed it back. Like, I don't know if Donnie Yang, didn't. Maybe he's older and they were like, oh man, we don't know if we could push his limits. I mean, again, I'm not putting words in his mouth. I don't know. I don't see movies from that. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't seen, the last time I seen a movie from him was what? Rogue One.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Like, I don't know what new stuff he's doing. So with that said, I agree with you. I gave it a 3 because we're action podcast and we're oozing for that. We're looking for that, that gold of action movies. And so far 1 through 3 gave us that pure action.
Three was especially awesome in the action department, in my opinion.
Yeah. Either way, whatever you look at it, but 1 through 3 had the action, you know, elevated. So with that said, I'm with you. I was a little disappointed, but it's good. We gave it a 3 good. Across the board, a good. All right, storyline.
Storyline. Boring. It was boring. This movie was boring. This movie is about Ip Man going to America to find a school for his son while having cancer. And that's pretty much it. Like, that's the main storyline in regards to him. While he's in America, some stuff happens. He meets a guy who doesn't want to, you know, who doesn't accept him because he's a foreigner and doesn't accept his, you know, his foreignness. And then you have the racist general who he just like kind of happens to get involved with by accident. It's not even like, you know, it's not even on purpose or anything like that. To a lot of coincidences. Then you had the stuff with the daughter of the guy who, the other Asian guy who won't sign the letter, the Chinese Benevolent Association or whatever, his daughter in high school.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Like, what? And then there's Bruce Lee stuff, which is fine, but the Bruce Lee fight, I forgot to say, that was so corny when he fights the guys in the alley and the guy's literally like, come on, like do it all. It was like, what is this? This is so stupid. So I didn't even like that really. So, yeah, this was, I don't know. And it was really boring for the first, like, 35 minutes. I was bored. And I can say the other ones, even the one I didn't like too much, like part 2 I didn't love. But I was never bored. Like, I was, like, I was into, I didn't love it, but I was into it. I wasn't really into this movie for a long time. So it's going to be a 2. I didn't like the story. I think they were trying to recreate the drama, the cancer drama of the last movie where it was his wife, but this time it's him. But it's like, okay, but you already did this. And I know it's real life. You know, maybe he really died of cancer, whatever. He was a smoker. Obviously, every movie he's smoking. So they kind of built up to this, you know, inevitability. But, and then the stuff with his son just felt, it felt flat for me. I didn't feel it. They didn't seem like they liked each other anyway. It would have been one thing if they had like kind of a relationship, but then it was strained a little bit. But every movie, I never seen him do anything with his son. You remember, I made a point in one of them. I'm like, he doesn't even seem like he cares about his family that much. He's always out teaching kung fu to everybody. So I didn't feel it. You know, it didn't resonate for me because he didn't seem like a great father anyway.
Right.
But that's just my opinion. So 2, I didn't like it. I wasn't into it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny with the storyline. It reminded me like a Chinese. This is Chinese, right? I don't want to say it wrong.
It's Chinese, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's
Chinese.
Like a Chinese Dangerous Minds with Ip Man.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was like very serious. I mean, you said it was like the first 45 minutes until he gets to San Francisco. It was just straight drama movie.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Because I know everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, but you accepted the first one. The first one had a good beginning. I'm not going to look. I always said it. The first 30 minutes of the first one was amazing. I liked the drama. Nate wasn't too thrilled with it, but he enjoyed the second half of the movie when it picked up.
Yes, it was awesome.
I enjoyed the beginning when he was rich. So because it was developing It Man and the story behind it. This one, I agree with you. His son never had a thing with him because he was out and about teaching kung fu, or whenever his son wanted to show him something, he brushed him off and he's fighting someone, you know, for honor. And I was like, okay, cool. So his son is brushing him off. He doesn't want to go to San Francisco. And I'm like, whatever. He flies because Bruce Lee gives him a ticket so he can see Bruce Lee. You know, Bruce Lee wants to see his master while he's showing demonstration, which everyone's seeing the footage. If you guys are real into the martial arts and stuff, everyone, they have footages on YouTube where he's teaching really Bruce Lee is doing the same scenes that you see in the movie. They're recreating when he does the 1-inch punch and all that crap, the famous scenes. I was all right. It was okay. But then it started to get, you know, the comical. They started making fun of the chick with the Chinese chick. They started making fun of her. Then they started to cut her hair, which I was like, where are we going with this?
Right.
Like, it's just
a high school drama.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it did not feel like an It Man movie. And then all of a sudden he stepped in and then he didn't want to hurt them. So he's just like hitting them hard. But then the chick got scratched and then she made it seem like the Chinese chick did it. And now the coincidence that the father's a defense for the United States, and then he turned sorry.
He wasn't coincidental.
He wasn't a defense. He was for ISIS, right? Like the people that do the immigrants.
Immigration.
Yes.
Officer.
Yeah, like he's like the sergeant of that or whatever. And I'm like, what a coincidence that she's the father of that. I agree with you. I gave it a 3. Certain elements of the story I enjoyed. Like him getting the cancer, I was like, okay, cool, because it has to be real, because I agree with you. I mean, he smoked so much. I'm like, okay. So that I liked certain parts when, like, he found out he didn't want to tell nobody towards the end, in which I was like, okay, very Rocky Balboa. I enjoyed it for what it was. So I gave it a 3 for good. But I do agree with all your points, though. I mean, I would have knocked it down, but I enjoyed some of the stuff with it. Like, if you would have took out all that stupid high school drama crap and shortened the movie a bit, it would have been way better. But let's get right into overall.
All right. So, overall, I won't beat around the bush, and I won't hold you guys in suspense. I gave it a 2. I didn't like this movie too much. A okay action and okay lead. Those are the only two things I gave over a 3, and even that, it was kind of soft 3s, to be honest. I wasn't a fan of this one, and you know what? I didn't feel like it fell in any of the other categories, so I saved it for here. But the acting in this movie is so bad. Like, why is it so goofy? Anyone who speaks English in this movie is like the most amateur, terrible acting the black guy with the afro, terrible. Terrible. The dad and the mom and the white girl at the high school, all terrible. All the kids at the high school are terrible. The daughter was okay. All the Asian actors are pretty good, and all the like white actors are pretty bad, except Scott Adkins. But he is over the top, so maybe he is bad. I don't know. But, you know, it was really bad, right? Like, even the dialogue, the way they talked, it was like extra. And what I'm thinking is, because this is a Chinese movie and probably the director is Chinese, and it's a Chinese crew, you know, English is not their first language. The writers probably are not, you know, the writers are probably Chinese, I would imagine. You know, they're not writing English dialogue or American dialogue or whatever. Maybe that hurts it, because every time they talked, it seemed like super bad, like really, really awful. So really bad acting too. It was like, there's a few scenes where it took me out of it, where I was just like, what the heck? Like, every other movie to this point, every other movie besides Twister, all the acting's been pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, legitimate. And in this one, all the Asians are great, and then everyone else is bad. All the Americans are bad. So, 2, didn't like it. This one, I think I scored it 1 point higher than part 2, but I honestly think I didn't. They're equal to me. They're both. I never want to watch either one of them again. I probably won't pop this in ever again.
Well, part two ain't that bad. I mean,
I didn't like part two.
It's not that bad. I mean, compared to this one, I don't think it's that bad. But
I mean, I don't know.
No, no,
but
no.
I mean, like either one. Yeah.
I mean, it's your thing. But
yeah,
I do agree with you. There was something off about this movie, and I just think they should have just casted all Chinese actors because it's weird. It felt weird, and it reminded me of Rumble in the Bronx with Jackie Chan. Remember, like when they show all the Chinese people like talking, and it fit because they were doing their native language, and then when they talk English, at least they tried. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it felt like a Chinese like movie, and then when the English people talk, it was really bad, corny. Like they got the dudes from like they put a flyer, say, "Hey, you want to be on Rumble in the Bronx?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." Yes. And then it's like, "Okay," that's like what it reminded me.
That's how I felt. Yeah,
it reminded me of that, and I was just like, "Wow, that kind of sucks." Because I mean, we can say whatever we want, but 1 through 3, almost all the characters, they're memorable. You will remember some of them, like, you know, his police officer friend that hated him at first, but then he became friends with him, you know, for part two. Yep. Then you got, you know, Jin, the one that fought him in part one. They became best friends in two, and then they continued on. Then you have his other friend that helped him when he opened up the cotton gin or whatever it was, the cotton factory. So, like, there's a lot of memorable characters out there. It's weird that you go, what English character out there can you remember from Ip Man? Like, you can't, except, like, the generals that were taking the money from them. And they acted at least pretty way better than a full-fledged English movie in San Francisco, which was, like, so weird. Like, these dudes are in China, and they talked way better, whereas they're in the native language of it. Like, it did not work for me. It was so weird, the way they were talking, and I did not like it at all. I gave it a 3 overall in terms of fighting and storyline and all that, which is a good. And they gave it an okay. That's a 2 on the list. So, again, I don't want to beat around the bush. It's a 3. Nate gave it a 2. But let's give our total points.
Yeah, that is a 12 out of 25 for me. It is the second lowest. I gave Ip Man 2 an 11. So this was the second lowest for me. It's slightly better than 2 in my opinion, but not very good. Bad acting. And I think the only reason this one's a little higher is because I really hated Twister in that other one. Like the fight was cool, but he was so goofy and he was a one-named boxer. This one, at least the characters had full names and stuff like that, but it was weird. I don't know. Maybe they should have stopped at 3. You know what I mean? Like, I guess maybe they wanted to tell the story of him dying. And not only that, he died when he was like 79 years old. And Donnie Yen don't look a day over 50, maybe 50. You know, like Asians, they age pretty good, but he don't look more than 50. And he was supposed to be, because of the photo, you have to assume he died very shortly after, because Bruce Lee comes to the funeral, whatever. He's still alive, right? And he still looks, you know, the same. The picture that they had over the casket, he was supposed to be, how old was he supposed to be in this movie? Because if you do the math, he was supposed to be, was it early 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so he would have been like 70 years old. He didn't look 70 years old. So he looked older than he did before, but he didn't look old enough to be however old he was supposed to be.
I think they time jumped. Like when it finishes with him and his son doing the Wing Chun. Then it did the fade, which the fades were horrible. There was a lot of horrible cuts in this movie.
So I know what you're saying, because he died in they said the year he died.
Yeah.
But I also know the movie is set in the very early 70s as well.
Yeah.
So it was a few years later, but not. I mean, he didn't age 30 years in, you know, 5 years. Or
no,
I think it's just a nitpick.
Yeah, I think they just time jump, and then with the Bruce Lee thing, I just think they didn't even want to make up the guy. They just put him in the sunglasses that made him famous, and then they were like, just walk down the damn thing, which. I mean, that's very nitpick, though. I mean, it's funny.
It was weird.
Nitpick. But I gave it a 17 out of a 25. That is my score. I gave it a 4-4-3-3-3 across. But yeah, it's a 17 out of a 25. Now, the rankings. We're going to be ranking all the Ip Mans like we always do. Now, we're not going to be ranking them from the numbers we gave them. We're going to be redoing our rankings live. So you guys can see a fresh way what we think of it once we have a few days to dissect all four movies. You guys are going to get the actual rankings this Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Levels of Geeks. We're going to be recording also our podcast. I'm sorry, we're not going to be recording our podcast. That was my fault. But we're going to be doing it live. It's only going to be exclusive live rankings every Monday at 9 p.m. once we finish the rankings for our podcast. So this Monday, 9 p.m., we're going to be covering all the It Mans, 1 through 4. We're going to give the rankings. But other than
you know what? Mm-hmm. Something you said that's funny, like with the rankings, that's true because so we have a point system here, right?
Yeah.
And the point system, you know, we are scoring very specific categories. And I gave this one point higher than 2. But when I think about it, I think I like this one less than 2, even though the scores, you know, my score is because we were scoring it on certain criteria that affects it. So I don't know. I definitely got to do some thinking. I got to look back at them in my memory and make some decisions here. I know for sure what's 1 and I know for sure what's 2, but that 3 and 4, someone's battling for 3rd. Someone's getting last place. So, yes.
All right, so there you have it, guys. That is our rankings for It Man 4 from 2019. Again, guys, drop us down below on the comments if you're watching us on YouTube. Let us know what is your ranking for It Man 4, or just let us know what you thought of the movie. And, of course, we'll get right to it. I mean, we'll answer you guys super fast once you guys drop your comment. But, again, if you guys want to follow us on any of our social media platform, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. If you want to follow his podcast, he has old prior podcasts. It's NateFlix Movie Reviews over on Apple, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcast apps on. And now, in terms of Levels of Geeks, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, Levels of Geeks, across all of the major social media platforms. And again, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button, hit those notification bells. So when we go live Monday and Wednesdays, 9 p.m., or we drop new episodes of our movie reviews, which are Thursday, Saturdays, and then, of course, our 4K disc reviews on Fridays, you guys will be notified. Until then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.